This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi released the 21st installment of the PM Kisan Samman Nidhi of more than 18,000 crore rupees at Coimbatore in Tamil Nadu yesterday. The amount will support 9 crore farmers across the country. Mr. Modi also inaugurated the South India Natural Farming Summit on the occasion. Addressing the gathering, the Prime Minister said, "The agriculture sector has witnessed transformative reforms in the past 11 years. He said the country is on the path to becoming a global hub in natural farming.
Bharat natural farming ka global hub banne ke raaste par hai. Hamari biodiversity ek naya aakar le rahi hai. Desh ke yuva bhi ab agriculture ko ek modern scalable opportunity ke roop mein dekh rahe hain. Isse desh ki rural economy ko bahut badi taakat milne ja rahi hai."
Mr. Modi said farmers received the benefit of 10 lakh crore rupees through Kisan credit cards. Prime Minister Modi also felicitated 5 distinguished natural farming specialists on the occasion. Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar submitted his resignation to the governor yesterday and staked claim to form the new NDA government. Earlier in the day, Janata Dal United Chief Nitish Kumar was elected as the leader of the National Democratic Alliance NDA legislature party in the state. The decision was taken during a joint meeting of newly elected MLAs of the 5 constituent parties of the coalition in Patna. Samrat Chaudhary was named the Bihar BJP legislature party leader, while Vijay Kumar Sinha was chosen as the deputy leader during a meeting of the newly elected MLAs of the party in Patna. Talking to media, state BJP chief Dilip Jaiswal said, "Mr. Nitish Kumar's resignation has been accepted." Mr. Jaiswal said the JDU leader has been appointed as the caretaker chief minister till the oath-taking ceremony to be held today. JDU leader Nitish Kumar will take oath as the chief minister of Bihar for the 10th time today. The swearing-in ceremony will be held at the historic Gandhi Maidan in Patna. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and many other dignitaries will attend the event. President Draupadi Murmu will embark on a 3-day visit to Chhattisgarh, Telangana and Andhra Pradesh from today. During her visit to Chhattisgarh, the president will grace the Janjatiya Gaurav Divas celebration at Ambikapur. On the second day of her visit, President Murmu will inaugurate the Bharatiya Kala Mohotsav 2025 at Rashtrapati Nilayam in Secunderabad, Telangana. On Saturday, the President will grace the special session to commemorate the centenary celebration of Sri Satya Sai Baba at Prasanthi Nilayam, Puttaparthi in Andhra Pradesh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be visiting Johannesburg, South Africa from 21st to 23rd of November to attend the 20th G20 Leaders Summit. This will be the 4th consecutive G20 summit held in the Global South. External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that at the summit, Prime Minister will put forth India's perspectives on the G20 agenda. Prime Minister is expected to speak in all the 3 sessions of the summit. On the margins of the G20 Leaders Summit, Mr. Modi is expected to hold bilateral meetings with some of the leaders present in Johannesburg. He will also be participating in the India-Brazil-South Africa Leaders Meeting being hosted by South Africa. Goa is all set to host the 56th International Film Festival of India, IFFI, from today at Panaji. The 9-day festival will begin with a vibrant parade celebrating India's rich cultural legacy. Japan is the focus country this year, along with Spain as partner country and Australia as spotlight country. Our correspondent reports that the event will bring together guests and filmmakers from more than 80 countries. Foreign Affairs Minister of Australia Penny Wong reached New Delhi yesterday on a visit to India. She will co-chair the 16th Foreign Affairs Ministers Framework Dialogue with External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today. The visit offers an opportunity to build on various facets of India-Australia comprehensive strategic partnership. And Indian shooters continued their impressive performance, securing more medals at the 25th Deaflympics in Tokyo, Japan yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.